This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A federal judge has ordered the Trump administration to bring back probationary workers who were fired from at least six government agencies, about 30,000 employees in total. U.S. District Judge William Alsop in San Francisco handed down his order in a challenge brought by a group of unions against the Trump administration from the bench. He said that the Office of Personnel Management did not have the authority to direct the terminations across agencies. KYW's Vic Raghupathy spoke to some probationary workers affected in our region, and he has more on that tonight, Vic.
Pete, back on February 20th, the IRS, at the direction of the Trump administration and its Department of Government Efficiency, laid off between 6,000 and 7,000 people, and that included about 400 in the Philadelphia offices. Now, that's just part of these sweeping layoffs executed by the Trump administration's tens of thousands of more workers across a handful of other agencies. Alex J. Berman is the executive vice president of NTEU Chapter 71, representing some 3,600 IRS workers at the offices here at 30th and Market. He says that even with Judge Alsop's order, many colleagues no longer trust the federal government after these mass layoffs.
I'm seeing more people put in their retirements. I'm seeing probationary employees who just a few months ago were incredibly happy at the prospect of giving a lifelong career to the federal government, suddenly disillusioned to the point of, if they call me back, I ain't going.
The sentiment is shared by Heather Bright, who was a probationary employee herself from last December until the firings in February.
It's good that that happens, but there's no certainty anymore in working with the government. I'm inclined not to do it, because if they could do this once, who's to say that they're not going to try another loophole for this to happen again?
And she says that she would not accept a reinstatement, instead going with another employment offer. And Villanova law professor Ann Giuliano says it looks like these layoffs could be undertaken after all, so long as the Trump administration does it lawfully.
It's not the case that the agencies can't lay off people. It just didn't happen the correct way.
So, Pete, instead of doing it through the Office of Personnel Management, who doesn't have the jurisdiction, it appears like the Trump administration can get what it wants if the individual agencies are carrying out the firings.